我们的主保护他的儿女如同珍宝。
The Lord treasures us like we are the treasure of His eye.
他亲自担当我们所有的重担。
For personally, He has taken up the burdens for us.
亲自安慰我们所有的痛苦。
And He will comfort us every suffering.
圣经讲到有一件事，主保护我们如同保护他眼中的瞳人。
And Bible tells us that the Lord protects us as He's protecting the apple of His eye.
那这是非常特别的一个形容的方式。
And this is such an interesting description.
我们一起来读一下《生命记》第三十二章。
Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第九节到第十一节。
Verses 9 to 11.
啊，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华的份本是他的百姓。他的产业本是雅各，耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。那这边特别讲到他环绕他们，看顾他们，保护他们，如同保护眼中的瞳人。
Here it says he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye.
那什么是眼中的瞳人呢？
What is the apple of his eye?
是在我们眼的这个最中心的地方。
And that is the center of a pupil.
那是我们整个身体里面好像一个最敏感的部位。
And that's the most sensitive part of our body.
好像如果有一粒沙或者你一个眼睫毛跑到你的眼睛里面。
Just like when a grain of sand or a piece of eyelashes fell into your eyes.
我们马上就有很强烈的反应。
We will have immediate strong reaction to it.
所以在圣经里面有好几处他用这个来形容神向着我们的保护。
And there are several places in the Bible God used that to describe His protection for us.
他要保护我们。
He wants to protect us.
好像保护他眼中的瞳人。
Just like the way He will protect the apple of His eye.
我们在这段圣经里面我们知道神把以色列好像带出埃及地区。
And the background for this passage is after the Lord brought His people out of Egypt.
他们离开了埃及。
They left Egypt.
他们在旷野之地。
They were in the wilderness.
在那边呢有许多的野兽。
And there were so many beasts.
有许多的荒凉。
And many barren lands.
好像各样的情形以色列的百姓他们要去面对。
And there are so many difficulties Israelites have to face.
常常我们想说真的是在野外那是什么样的一个情况。
Can you imagine to live in the desert, in the wilderness?
有一个比喻的故事他讲到有一只老鼠。
There was this story, there was this little mouse.
他非常害怕那个猫。
And it was so afraid of the cat.
啊，所以他就常常这个盼望能够变成猫。
So many times the mouse would imagine, I hope one day I would just become a cat.
有一天他真的变成猫了。
And then his dream come true, he was turning to a cat one day.
我这下不用害怕了。
So now I'm afraid of nothing.
可是有一天他碰到了一只狗。
But until one day he encounters a dog.
他又非常的害怕。
Then again he was frightened.
他希望变成一只狗。
Then he imagined that I wish I were a dog.
真的有一天他变成了狗。
And one day he became a dog.
就他又遇到了很多害怕的事情。
But then there's still so many more things that he can be very afraid of.
变来变去最后变成一个狮子。
And finally this mouse turned into a lion.
他想狮子是万兽之王。
And he felt now I'm the king of all beasts.
这下他没有什么害怕了。
There should be nothing that should be feared.
可有一天狮子遇到了一群大象。
But then one day this lion encountered a herd of elephants.
一群大象往他冲来的时候他真的怕得不得了。
When many elephants ran toward his direction, the lion was so afraid.
他希望变成大象。
Then he said, I wish I were an elephant.
有一天他真的变成大象。
And then sure enough, he became an elephant later on.
可是另外一天这个大象遇到一只老鼠。
But then the elephant encountered a mouse one day.
就他又怕得要命。
And he was so afraid of that mouse.
结果呢，他还是变成老鼠。
So eventually he turned back to the mouse.
Anyway, 就是讲到说，我们无论在什么样的光景中，可能我们都有许多的惧怕。
Therefore, no matter what we are, we will always have fear.
那这些以色列百姓被带出了埃及。
Now this group of Israelites were brought out of Egypt.
在埃及，他们是为奴的。
They were slaves in the land of Egypt.
他们有许多的 痛苦。
There were so many sufferings.
可是来到了旷野。
But now, when they enter in to be in the desert,
我们看见这些以色列的百姓，他们经常的发怨言。
And then you discover they complained all the time.
可是神在这里向他们说话。
But the God spoke to him.
神要环绕他们。
God spoke to them that He will shield them.
那这个环绕好像加上了这个防弹玻璃一样
It's like he surrounded them with the bulletproof glasses.
那我记得刚到美国来的时候
I remember when I first came to this country.
南加大的四周环境是相当的不理想
The surrounding outside of the U.S. the school I went to USC was very like skid row.
那我到邮局啊，到银行，发现说这个窗户上啊，都有厚厚的像防弹玻璃一样。
Whether it was in post office or a bank in that community, are always have this installation of bulletproof glasses.
我想这些工作人员他们需要被保护。
And I feel these workers need to be protected.
这边讲到 shield 就是好像盾牌一样，好像神在示威要这样子来保护他的子民。
And God said He will shield us to protect the same way.
神不止保护。环绕他们，还要看顾他们。
God doesn't just surround them with shields, but He also wants to care for them.
那这个看顾好像母亲在看顾小孩子一样。
And in same manner, a mother would care for her children.
这个母亲好像这个眼睛都不离开这个孩子。
A mother's eyes will never depart from her kids.
这个孩子一举一动，好像这个母亲的心都牵挂着。
And every act of her children will just touch her heart and get her attention.
弟兄姊妹，神是这样的来看顾我们。
And that is how God cares for us, brothers and sisters.
下面他讲到神要保护他们。
And then He will guard them.
如同保护他眼中的瞳仁。
As the apple of His eye.
表示说这个保护是及时的。
Therefore, this protection is immediate. It's timely.
只要有一点点的动静，有一点的需要。
Any little need,
或者有一点点的危险
and any little danger,
啊，我们的神立刻就有反应
and our Lord will immediately act upon it.
他立刻就来保护我们
He will come swiftly to protect us.
哦，这是神何等的爱，何等的恩典
and that's the kind of love and grace God has for us.
他保护我们，如同保护他眼中的瞳仁
He guards us as if He's guarding the apple of His eye.
我想有好几次有东西跑到我的眼睛里面去。
That many times things fall into my eye.
哎呀，那个难受，叫你立刻就要来反应它。
And that discomfort will cause you have to immediately attend to it.
这就是我们的神。
And that's the kind of God we have.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为说好像我们天天过自己的生活。
Therefore, don't think you're just living your own life.
虽然我得救了。
Yes, you have been saved.
虽然我已经蒙恩了。
Yes, you have been blessed.
但是好像我每天面对各样的环境压力我还需要自己来承担
But many times you feel that you have to take up all the pressure and burden personally
其实我们的主他爱我们
But without knowing our God loves us
我们的主他真的是随时眷顾我们
And He cares for us every moment
只要有一件事情临到
Any little thing comes upon us
真的这件事情就遇见就摸着了我们主的心
Actually comes upon the heart of our God
好像就摸到了他眼中的瞳仁
Like touching the apple of His eye
没有办法他必须要立刻有反应
So He has to react right away
所以这个保护是及时的保护
And that is a timely protection
我们的神他不只是这样子来保护我们
Our God not just guards us like that
当我们读这个生命记这段圣经
And when you read the book of Deuteronomy we just read
我们想到说他怎么样环绕我们看顾我们保护我们
We thought about how He shields us how He protects us and how He cares for us
那这实在是太好了
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
我们想到在一个鸟巢的里面
Think about a bird's nest
有许多的小鸟刚刚孵出来
There are so many little birds, baby birds
好像在那个温暖的巢穴当中呢是受到一个完整的保护
That they were protected very well in the nice and warm nest
我们常常看见那个图画
We saw pictures like that all the time
那这些做父母的鸟呢他们出去去找寻食物
How the parent birds will go out and get food for them
然后带回来然后喂这些小鸟
And they will feed the baby birds
我不知道你有没有看过
Have you ever seen how they feed the birds?
那一只一只小鸟把它嘴巴张得好大好大
And see, all these baby birds will open wide their little mouth
这是他们的父母在那里供应他们
Because their parents will provide for them and feed them
在那里把这个巢窝做得这么好。
And they built a very safe and nice nest for them.
若有仇敌不同的鸟来的时候，这些父母会起来为他们征战。
If any enemies come close, they will rise up and protect their babies.
所以他们得到一个非常好的保护。
Therefore, these baby birds were well protected.
我们也希望我们基督徒的生活是这样子。
Many times we wish as a Christian that's how we were protected.
其实圣经也告诉我们，我们的神把我们抱抱怀揣。
And Bible tells us how God carries us in His loving bosom.
真的，刚刚讲到他环绕我们。
He shields us.
他看顾我们。
He cares for us.
他保护我们。
And He guards us, like the Bible says.
这样的生活实在是太有福了。
And what a blessed life that is.
可是我们发现说基督徒的生活好像并不能停在这里。
But you will notice that our life doesn't just stop there.
所以我们在32章的11节。
Therefore in verse 32, verse 11,
他讲到说又如鹰搅动窝巢。
It says like an eagle that stirs up its nest.
在雏鹰以上两次三展。
And hovers over its young that spreads its wings.
虽然这些雏鹰在那个窝巢里面是何等的舒适。
Yes, these baby birds were very comfortable in the nest.
但是这些做父母的老鹰呢，他们好像不能让这个小鹰就停留在这样的一个光景中。
But the parent eagles, they cannot allow the baby eagle to stay in that condition forever.
你讲到说搅动窝巢。
Therefore, they have to stir up the nest.
要好像把他们从这个温暖蛮有保护安全的这个巢子里面呢把他们赶出去。
That they have to remove them out of that safe and secure warm nest.
可能这些小鹰他们的翅膀还没有完全的长好。
These baby eagles, their wings weren't strong enough to fly yet.
可是这个父母就要把他们赶出窝巢。
But the parent has to kick them out.
那也许我们今天在我们的经历中我们觉得说能够在神的保护的里面能够不遇见各样的试炼那是何等的好。
Therefore, many times you're like the baby eagle. I wish I would just stay in the safe place and never be tried.
可是神在这里要告诉以色列的百姓。
But here God's telling his own people, Israelites.
他把他们带出埃及。
I brought you out of Egypt.
是的，我们的神他要怎么样的保护他们。
Yes, I will protect you.
但是我们的神也要他的子民能够长大。
But I also want you to grow up.
神要来训练他的子民。
Therefore, I will train you.
所以很多的时候，他们遇见了各样的试炼。
That's why Israelites encounter all kinds of troubles.
并不是我们的神要苦待他的子民。
It's not that God meant to torture them.
好像神不喜欢他们。
It's like God doesn't like them at all.
是的，所以神在这边马上就来解释。
No, that's not the reason. Therefore, God actually explained it right here.
他用这个比喻。
With the example of the eagle.
不但让以色列百姓他们能够知道。
So that his people, Israelites, can understand.
他也是要让我们能够来知道。
Also, he wants us to be able to understand.
神怎么样他要搅动窝巢。
How God will sometimes stir up our nest.
有的时候我们好像太安逸了。
Because sometimes we live too comfortably.
但是神搅动我们的窝巢。
And when he stirs up us,
叫我们好像必须开始用尽我们的力量。
And then we need to try with our own effort.
这些小鹰啊，他们必须用尽他们的力量。我想他们从那么高的地方一下子被赶出窝巢，是很可怕的。
Imagine how they must have felt these baby eagles being suddenly cast out of their warm and comfortable nest.
但是这是他成长的过程。
But that is the process of growing up.
我们从小长大。
Like us.
我们从学走路开始。
We learn how to walk since a baby.
当我们教导我们的孩子们开始学走路。
And when it's time for us to teach and train our children to walk.
很多时候你就必须让他自己挣扎，让他自己能够站起来。
And many times when the child is learning to walk, you have to allow them to struggle and to try to get up on their own.
我们都知道孩子一天一天就会长大的。
Because we know they will learn and grow that way.
我们何等的盼望能够保护他们。
Of course, we want to protect our children.
但是当他们开始要走路的时候。
But when they are learning to walk.
开始也许我们一步一步小心的扶着。
Initially, we may try to support them with our hands.
但是我们也许可他有的时候就跌了几跤。
But we also want them to fall for a few times.
我们学骑脚踏车也是一样的。
Same way, we will learn how to ride a bike.
小孩子觉得说父亲啊母亲啊是不是在后面还扶着我扶着我。
And children thought,Well, maybe my mother or father is still supporting the bike behind me.
当他自己骑骑骑的时候
And after a while,
发现说他的父母在后面跑得喘气喘吁吁的在追他。
And they realized actually their parents were running behind them out of breath.
其实已经 let go 了，已经让他自己在那里骑。
They have let go of their hands. He or she was riding on their own.
我们的神他要训练我们。
And that's how God wants to train us.
像这些老鹰，他要搅动窝巢，把这些雏鹰能够赶出去。
That's why a mother eagle will stir up the nest and let the baby eagles fall.
但是当这些雏鹰他们用尽他的力量
，and when these baby eagles with all they could，
他在学习飞行
，try to learn to fly with their wings。
当他正有需要的时候
，at the time when they need help，
这个老鹰会把他们接起来。
And that's the time the mother eagle will spread her wing and catch them。
他说在雏鹰以上。两次三展接取雏鹰飞在两翼之上。
So like an eagle that hovers over the young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on his pinion.
这边一面讲到我们神他要训练我们。
Therefore, this tells us on one hand God wants to train us.
另外一面呢他实在是从来没有离开他的眼目在我们的身上。
And on the other hand, his eyes has been always on us.
当小鹰被赶出它的巢窝
，and when the baby eagles were kicked out of the nest，
也许小鹰在那里挣扎，在那里一直往下坠
，the baby eagles may be falling fast and struggle hard。
这老鹰不是把他们赶出去就不管了
，and the eagle mother eagle doesn't just kick them out and just disregard them completely。
当这些小鹰掉下来。有需要的时候
When they fell to an extent and needed help,
老鹰会把他们接起来
The mother eagle will catch them with her own wings.
她亲自来背负他们
And she will carry them herself.
也许再把她带回去
And then she might just bring them back to the nest.
再回到高处
Back to the high place.
再回到那个窝里
Back to the nest.
然后呢再把她赶出去
What's next? Kick them out again.
这是神他的训练
And that's how God trains.
这是神向着我们的大爱
That's the love God has toward us.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的神背负我们所有的重担
We know our God takes up all burdens for us.
我们的神天天看顾我们
And he cares for us every moment of the day.
保护我们如同保护他眼中的瞳仁
And he protects us as the way he protects the apple of his eye.
哦，这个反应是何等的快速
And therefore he will react to things happen to us very fast.
但是当我们遇见试炼的时候
When we encounter trials
我们永远要知道
Always know this
弟兄姊妹神并没有离开我们
That God never departs from us
神并没有不管我们
That God never leaves us alone
那这些的试炼
And these trials we meet
神他量而又量的
Are after God's careful measurement again and again
是神许可的
God allows it to happen to us
才会临到我们身上
Then we encounter it
当我们在经过这个试炼的整个过程
So when we go through the process of trials
我们的主乃是与我们同行
We know our Lord walks with us all the way
我们不是单独的
We are not alone
这个老鹰他不是把小鹰赶出了巢穴他就不管了
You never see parent eagle kick out the baby eagles and just don't regard them anymore
他的眼目是一直注视着这个小鹰
Instead their eyes are constant on the baby eagles
他的保护并没有离开他们
The protection remains the same.
所以他还要把我们背在他的翅上。
And he will come and carry them on his own wings.
我想这就是生命记里面告诉我们神的心。
And through the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us the kind of God we have.
神借着他的话告诉以色列的百姓。
Through the words of God, he showed it to Israelites.
神救赎他们离开埃及神大的恩典和能力
It was God's great might and grace that he brought them out of the land of slavery, Egypt
他们经过旷野的道路
But while they are walking in the desert
神的眷顾仍然在他们身上
God's caring and protection remain the same
有时候我们讲我们的一生好像大而可畏的旷野
Therefore sometimes we describe our life journey as a journey through the big wilderness
但是在这个旷野的路程中
And in this pathway
神训练我们
In this journey God trains us
神叫我们的生命能够长大
So that we may grow
叫我们在荒凉之中我们得着我们的主他自己
Then we can receive our Lord himself as our provision when we pass through barren land
得着他成为我们的丰富
We have Jesus himself as our fullness and satisfaction
成为我们的产业
Become our inheritance
我想这个实在是非常的宝贵
And this is so precious what God says here.
我们再来读一段圣经诗篇十七篇
Psalm 17,
第七节和第八节
Verse 7 and 8.
请我们一起来。
Let's read them together.
求你显出你奇妙的慈爱来，你是那用右手拯救投靠你的，脱离起来攻击他们的人。求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳人，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。这边又告诉我们一次，保护我们，如同保护神眼中的瞳人。
Again, verse 8 tells us, keep me as the apple of your eye.
那神还要将我们隐藏在他翅膀的荫下。
And hide me in the shadow of your wings.
我们的神他要保护我们。
God wants to protect us.
他要保全我们所交付他的直到那日。
He will fully guard what we have entrusted him until that day.
所以我们知道说在我们的生活当中。
Therefore, when we live our life,
如何来经历。
How can we experience him?
如何来得着。
How can we obtain Jesus?
神的保护。
The protection of God.
那第一个呢我们必须要学习的交托。
First thing we have to learn is to trust him.
当我们认识到我们的神是怎么爱我们
And when we really realize how much God loves us
他怎么样环绕我们眷顾我们
How he shields us and protects us
他要怎么样来保护我们
How he cares for us
好像我们的重担难处我们是不是愿意交托在他的手
Then are we able or are we willing to let go of our burdens and difficulties
那有一句话英文他讲得很好一个就是 let go 另外一个呢就是 let God
and that's such a well said verse phrase in English let go and let God
就好像说你愿意放手
whenever we are willing to let go
然后呢把它交在主的手里面
and entrusted in the hand of God
多少时候我们觉得这个交托是不容易的
many times it's pretty tough for us to be let go
我们遇到了难处这是切身的问题
sometimes our difficulty is just so personal
我们很难说主我把它交托在你的手里
to the extent it's so hard for us to say Lord I just let it go and let you handle it
也许我们祷告还容易
it probably is easier to pray that way
主我把它交托在你的手里
Lord I entrust this difficulty in your hand
但是你真正在想的时候这个重担好像你还是自己在背负
But every time you think about the difficulty you feel that you're still carrying that burden
好像这所有的难处还是自己要去面对
Like you still have to face these difficulties on your own
但是我们要经历神的保护
But we have to experience the protection
他保护我们如同保护他眼中的瞳人
He says he protects us as the apple of his eye
只要我们学习
So he wants us to learn
把我们各样的情形交托在
主的手里 To be willing to entrust everything in his hand
前一阵子有一个姊妹她摸到自己身上长了一个什么东西
And not too long ago a Christian sister sensed that she had a lump in her body
她这个紧张这个压力实在是非常的大
Therefore the pressure and the anxiety was quite great for her
就在那一段的过程的里面
And in that process
她受了非常非常多的苦
She suffered a lot
当然我们也知道我们的姊妹她也愿意交托
And we knew that she wanted to learn to trust God
但是实在是不容易
But it wasn't easy
那个害怕那个压力
The pressure and the fear
后来大家跟他一起祷告
Later on people prayed together with her
今天不过是你摸到了一个东西
And she just because she sensed there was a little lump
但是你要学习把它交托在主的手里面
But you have to learn to just trust God
相信神负你一切的责任
Trusting that God will take up the full responsibility
无论结果是怎么样
It doesn't matter what the result of the doctor's diagnosis
我们的神他仍然在宝座上
God still sits on his throne
感谢主后来我们的姊妹学习真的是交托
We thank the Lord our Christian sister learned to really trust God with that
感谢神后来检查出来好像并没有什么很大的问题
AndThank the Lord, the result was actually a good one.
但是我们常常经历这个过程是一个不容易的。
But you know, the process was quite challenging.
那个交托真正是信靠的交托。
To trust and let go has to be complete.
所以一面我们看见说在提摩太后书第一章十二节讲到说神要保全我们所交付他的直到那日。
That's why in 2 Timothy it says God will fully guard what we have trusted him.
那第二个呢在比前一章二节讲到说我们这些是因信蒙神能力保守的人
And 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says We those who have been protected by faith and trust
乃是因着信
We are protected because of faith.
我们蒙神能力的保守。
We receive His protection.
Hallelujah! 我们可以交托我们所有的难处在神的手里面。
Hallelujah! We are able to trust every difficulty in the hand of God.
第二个呢，我们不单交托，
Secondly,
我们相信。
We don't just trust Him. We also believe in Him.
我们因着信蒙到神能力的保守。
And because we believe, we can be protected by God.
那在这段圣经的里面，神告诉我们，他要保护我们。
And the passage we just read, God tells us that He will protect,
如同保护他眼中的瞳仁。
As He protects the apple of His eyes,
将我们隐藏在他翅膀的荫下。
And He will hide us in the shadow of His wings.
无论有多少的危险。
And doesn't matter how much danger,
是神自己帮我们隐藏。
It is God who Himself protects us.
他亲自来保护我们。
He Himself comes to protect.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到两处圣经，一个是在生命记，一个是在诗篇的里面。
Now, there are two passages we just read. One is in the book of Deuteronomy, one is in the book of Psalms.
圣经都告诉我们，神要保护我们，如同保护他眼中的瞳仁。
Both passages tell us that God will guard us as the apple of His eye.
眼睛瞳仁是最敏感的地方。
And the apple of your eye is the most vulnerable and sensitive place.
它的保护是最快速的。
Therefore, God's protection is swift and timely.
我们的眼帘那个一眨那个速度是非常快的。
Imagine how you blink your eyes, that kind of speed.
我想神的反应比那个快的不知道多少。
I think God's reaction probably is faster than that.
他保护我们。
He protects us.
当我们在读到撒迦利亚书的时候
And so when we come to the book of Zechariah
这卷书特别是先知要安慰鼓励这些归回的子民
And this is the book God uses to protect and comfort the remnants
这些子民被掳到巴比伦去
These are the people who have been captivated at Babylon
但是神的心意是要把他们带回来
But God's purpose to bring them back to Jerusalem
曾经耶路撒冷经过了一个极大的荒凉
And the city of Jerusalem went through a long desolation
整个神的荣耀离开了
How God has departed from that city
整个圣殿被火焚烧被
拆毁了 How the temple was torn down and burned down
城墙也没有了
And the walls were broken
这些人民呢，绝大部分都被掳去巴比伦。
And most of the Israelites were captivated to Babylon.
做别人的奴隶。
To become their slaves.
整个国家亡了。
The entire nation was destroyed.
好像神的心意要得着以色列的这个国度，整个好像都失去了。
And you don't see how God's gonna be able to obtain what He desired to have to receive Israelites as a nation.
但是当有一小群的人，他们归回到耶路撒冷。
But when there was a small group of Israelites were willing to return to Jerusalem.
他们重建圣殿。
They returned to rebuild the temple.
他们建造祭坛。
They restored the altar.
他们恢复向神的献祭。
And they restored the ritual of worshiping God.
他们要重建祭坛，重建圣殿，他们重新建造。那个敬拜的生活
and they rebuild the altar the temple so that they may restore the life of true worship and sacrifice
但是我们这一段日子一直讲到这些归回的子民
just at this day we continue to share about these remnants
我们也知道说他们所遇见的思维的那个压力那个仇敌的强大实在是很难以他们能够站起来的
we all know the kind of enemies the power of their foes it's very hard for them to stand still
所以神用先知的话来鼓励他们
that's why God used the words of prophet to encourage them
在撒迦利亚书第二章里面讲到说看见有一个人手拿着准绳
and then in chapter 2 it described thatthere was this man with a measuring line in his hand.
他要去量耶路撒冷。
And he was about to measure Jerusalem.
看有多宽有多长。
To find out how wide and how long it is.
用准绳来量。
He was using this measuring line.
这是一个被圣灵所测量过的一个见证。
And therefore we know this is a testimony measured by the Holy Spirit.
那这个量不是人的眼睛或者照着世人的标准来量。
And this measuring is not done according to man's or the worldly way.
照着人来看这个恢复的殿这个恢复的工程远远不能和所罗门时代所建造的工程来相比
Because from a man's perspective the restored temple cannot even be compared with the great temple at the time of Solomon
但是神在这里 他在圣灵中来测量。
But in the Holy Spirit, God was doing His measuring.
哦，这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的。
Therefore, God says the glory of this temple in the later days is greater than the previous days.
他讲到说，耶路撒冷必有人居住。
And God prophesies that there will be people living in the city.
好像无城墙的乡村。
And to the extent that it's like a city without wall.
原本耶路撒冷成为一个荒凉的地方。
Initially, Jerusalem was in such a desolation.
但是它还要成为有人居住。
But God prophesied that there were people living there.
神要把丰盛的生命来赐给他们。
Because God will give them abundant life.
他们好像没有城墙的村庄，他们在人看没有什么保护。
And they will be like a city without wall, as of a city without protection.
他们靠着自己，没办法来保护他自己的。
With their own power, there's no way they could protect themselves.
但是神告诉他们，神自己成为他们四围的火城。
But God promises, I myself will be a wall of fire around them.
神要成为其中的荣耀。
And I will be its glory within.
哦，这个城乃是神在那里成为他们的真实的城墙和保护。
Therefore, God Himself will become the protection, the wall for this particular city.
弟兄姊妹，今天神也同样这样的来向我们说话。
In the same manner, God is telling us the same thing.
我们会遇见许多属灵的征战。
Yes, we will encounter many spiritual battles.
我们看我们不过是微小的。
If we look at ourselves, we're so insignificant.
但是神在圣灵里面来测量。
But God is measuring us in the Holy Spirit.
他的准绳。不是照着外面的。
His measuring line is not according to this world standard.
他的准绳照着基督来测量。
But according to Jesus Christ.
我们要知道说今天所有的归回的见证。
Therefore we know any testimony regarding the remnants.
属地是微小的。
Yes, you will be from the earthly perspective, it's going to be small.
但是属天是伟大的。
From the heavenly perspective, it's going to be giant.
当神来测量的时候。
And when God measures,
没有一点能够装假。
You cannot pretend or fake it.
神所量过的。
Once God has measured,
是不是基督。
He will decide whether this is of Christ or not.
那这个是他的准绳所要测量的。
And this is what his measuring line will try to find out.
感谢主，神他自己成为我们四围的火城。
We thank the Lord for he himself will become the wall of fire for us.
他要成为其中的荣耀。
And the glory within it.
我们一起来读一下第八节和第九节。
Let's read verses 8 and 9 together.
撒迦利亚书第二章第八节和第九节。
Zechariah chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
万军之耶和华说，在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们列国摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的铜人。第九节，看啊，我要向他们轮手，他们就必做服侍他们之人的掳物，你们便知道万军之耶和华差遣我了。所以神在这里说，在显出荣耀之后。
And God says, after the glory is seen.
什么是显出荣耀之后呢？
What is that?
原本神的荣耀离开了以色列。
Initially, God's glory departed from Israelites.
但是神的心意是要他的荣耀再显出来。
But God wants his glory be seen.
得着他归回的子民。
So that he can obtain for himself his remnants.
神能够与他们同在。
So that God can be with them.
神能够成为他们的荣耀。
And God can become the glory of theirs.
神告诉我们说，他说差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国。
And God tells us that how God has sent me to punish those who plunder you.
这些列国把他神的子民掳掠去了。
And because these are the people that captivated God's people.
那这个呢，一面来讲是神所许可的。
On one hand, God allows that happen.
但是神的爱在这边这么清楚的让我们能够认识。
But God's love is so clear to us here.
摸你们的就是摸他眼中的铜人。
Whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye.
好像仇敌他有这样的权利能够把以色列百姓能够掳掠去了。
The enemy seems to have the power to captivate God's people.
但是神说摸你们的就是摸他眼中的铜人。
But God said, whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye.
也就是说在神那里必定有反应的。
Therefore God will surely react.
那这个时候是在神显出他的荣耀。
And this is the time how God reveals his glory.
是在于以色列的百姓他们愿意归回转向神。
It happens when people of God were willing to return.
神那里 他对他的子民有一个极深的爱，极深的保护。
And because for God, He has this great love and protection for His own people.
当我们想到说，今天我们已经来到一个末后的时代。
When we think about how we have come to an end day.
有很多的事情好像一直在那里发生。
And a lot of things are happening.
我们知道征战是越来越猛烈。
We know the spiritual battles are getting more severe as time goes.
在主来之前也是夜最深的时候。
And it's going to be the darkest hour.Before the return of Jesus.
但是神在这里要呼召我们。
But God wants to call us.
只要我们愿意回转。
As long as we're willing to return.
我们愿意归回。
We're willing to come back to Him.
今天我们就看见说神他在我们身上的心意实在是那么的深。
Then we'll realize what a great heart He has for us.
摸我们的就是摸神。
Whoever touches
us. 他眼中的瞳仁。
Touches the apple of His eye.
今天如果我们想说基督徒在世界上其实别人看可能是一个最软弱的一群。
When the worldly people look at the Christians, they probably thought we are the most vulnerable or weak.
因为圣经告诉我们说
Because the Bible tells us.
真的我们被人家骂的时候可能我们是不还口的。
Yes, because we do not respond when people rebuke us.
受害的时候是口里不说威吓的话。
And when people, persecute us, we do not say anything in return.
我们在世界上好像是那个渣滓。
We are just like the leftover.
我们好像是那个将宰的羊一样。
And we're like the lamb to be killed.
那这些就是讲到耶稣基督他的生命表现。
And all these reactions is the exact reaction of Jesus Christ.
我们的道路跟主的道路其实是一样的。
Because we're going to walk on the same way as Jesus has.
主说他的国不在这个世界上。
And Jesus said, my nation or my kingdom is not of this world.
今天所有的征战不是讲到说我们在外面要得着什么。
So when we talk about spiritual battles, we are not talking about gain something from this world.
反而主告诉我们，他在哪里，服侍他的人也要在那里。
Instead, Jesus made it clear to us, wherever I am, those who serve me shall also be there.
当主站在一个最低微的地位。
And when Jesus chose to stand at the lowest position,
他告诉我们，若有人要服侍他
，And he said, whoever wants to serve me,
我们也当舍己
，And should also let go of yourself,
背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
To pick up your cross and follow me.
主站在哪里，我们和他一同站在那里。
And wherever Jesus is, that's where we're going to stand.
所以我们看见我们也好像是一个没有城墙的村庄，没有什么可以自己来保护的。
Therefore, if you look at yourself, you feel that you are like a city without wall, without protection.
但是什么时候我们把自己放下来
？But whenever we are willing to let go of ourselves,
我们的心转向主
，and turn our hearts toward the Lord,
我们的神他自己成为我们思维的火城。
God Himself will become our wall of protection.
他告诉我们，虽然有许多的仇敌环列
，Yes, you are surrounded by many enemies.
但是摸我们的就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
But whoever touches us touches the apple of God's eye.
我想我们讲这个还不是讲到最后或者是很大的事情我们才能够来经历。
And we're not talking about we won't experience this until we encounter something great.
我们乃是在我们生活中其实在很小的事情。
But in the smallest thing in our daily walk.
神叫我们来学习来经历。
God wants us to learn and experience this first.
叫我们把自己完全交托在他的手里。
First thing, let go and let God handle it.
叫我们不依靠自己的力量。
Don't trust in your own might.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Because the Bible says not by power nor by might.
叫我们依靠耶和华的灵。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们的保护是从何而来呢
？Where does our protection come from?
是从创造天地的耶和华而来。
It comes from the Lord who created heavens and earth.
是我们的主，他亲自要保护我们。
It's our Lord who wants to protect us.
所以我们真的是常常经历到。
Therefore, you can experience.
最好的地方乃是隐藏在主的里面。
That the best place to choose to stay is within the Lord.
让主成为我们思维的火城。
Let God become the wall of fire.
让主成为我们里面的荣耀。
To be the glory within us.
那这个最大的荣耀。
And that is the greatest glory.
常常是在一个最卑微的地方你能够遇得到。
And that's something you find at the lowliest point.
在最受羞辱的地方你能够遇到这个荣耀。
And the place maybe you feel you're insulted the most, you'll find the greatest glory.
最大的尊贵乃是显于卑微。
And the true honor is revealed at the humility.
所以我们盼望在这一条我们的路上，我们来经历主。
And I hope that we will experience the Lord on this way.
来遇见主。
To meet with Him on this way.
我们就知道神他是怎么来反应的。
And then we'll realize how God reacts to things.
他要向仇敌来轮手。
How he will raise up his hand.
他们就必做服侍他们之人的奴仆。
And then so that these enemies will become slaves of those who he plundered.
所以我们的神他一面是要保护他的儿女。
Therefore on one hand God wants to protect his children.
保护我们。
That's us.
第二个呢他将我们好像把小鹰赶出这个窝巢一样。
And, but on the other hand, he will cast us out like baby eagles.
他要来训练我们。
In order to train us.
教我们学习怎么来交托，怎么来信靠他。
So we learn how to trust him.
教我们知道他实在是保护我们，像保护他眼中的瞳人。
And learn that he actually protects us as he protects the apple of his eye.
当我们遇见各样征战的时候。
And so we encounter all kinds of difficulties and battles.
神教我们知道说，摸我们的就是摸他眼中的。
God teaches that whoever touches us touches the apple of his eye.
他讲的对象是这些归回的子民。
And at the time he talks to the remnants.
今天我们要知道，我们需要回转到主的面前。
Therefore we know we need to be like remnants, return to the Lord.
今天若是我们靠着自己在那里打拼。
If we try to fight every battle with our own strength.
靠着我们自己的肉身好像来要面对仇敌
to face our enemies with our own strength
你发现说你什么都不能做
then you realize there's not much we can do
你也没有办法得着保护
you can't be protected either
好像神那里也没有什么反应
it's like God didn't bother to react either
当我们被打得头破血流的
until we're heavily bruised
神啊你不是要保护我们吗
then we challenge that God didn't you say you want to protect us
像保护你眼中的瞳人一
样吗 like the way you protect the apple of your eye
当敌人攻击我们的时候不是摸我们的就是摸你眼中的瞳人吗
and when the enemy attacks us didn't you say those who touches us touches the apple of your eye
弟兄姊妹但是有一个非常关键的点
but there's a very key point here
在他显出荣耀之后
that after he reveals his glory
我们必须放下我们的自己
therefore we have to let go of ourselves
我们必须接受他的保护
and accept his protection
我们必须藏身在主的里面
we have to hide in him
在他翅膀的荫下
in the shadow of his wings
哦，我们的神何等的爱我们
oh how our God loves us
在每一天在每一个时刻
every day every moment
我们的神他都眷顾我们
our God cares for us
我们讲到眼中的瞳人
When we talk about the apple of the eye
当我们眼睛在注视一个人的时候
When you gaze upon a person
当你全心的爱一个人你在注视一个人的时候
When you love somebody and you have your full focal point on that person
你的眼睛的瞳人里面就有那个人的形象
Then the image of the one whom you love will reflect in your eye
当我们的眼是注视在主的身上
Therefore if our focus is our Lord
我们的里面就被我们的主所充满
Then we'll be naturally filled by our Lord
我们也知道我们的主他眼目从来不离开我们
And we also will discover that our God never have his eyes apart from us
真的是我们也在他的眼中
That we are also in his eyes
我们的心感谢主
We thank the Lord
这是神向着我们极深的爱
This is the deep and great love our God has for us
盼望我们在每一天生活的里面
And therefore through every day's walk
我们彼此祷告
Let us pray for one another
彼此扶持
And help each other
一同来信靠主
And trust God together
一同来走这条属天的道路
And walk on this heavenly way together
好吧我们再来唱464首
I sing this song one more time 464
每一天所度过每一时刻
Day by dayAnd with each passing moment,
我获得力量胜过试炼
Strength I find to meet my trials here.
每一天所度过每一时刻，我获得力量胜过试炼。我信靠我天父智慧计划。我里有在忧虑并挂念 他心人只愿照一切的量，昨日子我踏上所量的，有过去都写明他的真爱，牢固中融入甘甜。
主耶稣，我们深深的感谢敬拜你。
Oh Lord, we thank you and we worship you.
借着早间的信息。
Through the words of your message this morning,
我们得着何等大的把握和力量。
We receive such a great strength and assurance.
看见你爱我们。
Knowing that you love us.
保守我们如同你眼中的瞳仁。
And guard us as the apple of your own eye.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Jesus.
你不只把我们放在心上。
For not only you carried us in your heart.
我们这般人蒙了恩典。
We have been so blessed.
也时刻在你的眼中。
And every moment we know we are in your eyes.
虽然有好些的试炼临到。
Yes, we encounter many trials.
主，我们知道是为着我们的好处。
But we know it's for our own good.
Oh, 你要搅动巢窝。
You will stir up the nest.
如鹰扇展双翅。
And but you will also stretch out your wings.
Oh, 要背负我们。
To carry us.
要训练我们。
To train us.
Oh, 要叫我们能够成为彰显你荣耀的人。
So that we can become people that can truly manifest your glory.
耶稣，耶稣，我们的心爱你。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we love you.
但愿早间的信息开我们的眼睛。
May the message you gave will open our eyes.
叫我们借着每一次的患难都能够交托。
So that in every trial and tribulation we can trust.
都能够从你手中欢然接受。
And gladly take from your hand.
时间要过去。
Yes, time will pass.
却只能证明你与我们永远同在。
But you will only prove that you have been with us forever.
主，听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
成全我们的心愿。
Fulfill our wish.
站在这里的我们个个愿意将自己余生交托在你手中。
And everyone stands here is willing to trust the rest of our lives in your hands.
靠着你的恩典刚强壮胆。
By your grace, we shall have no fear.
靠着你的恩典一同建造。
We can build up together.
当我们这样顺从交托的时候
And we will obey and trust you like that.
主，我知道你的荣耀要充满在我们中间。
We know your glory shall fill within us.
你的荣耀要彰显在我们中间。
Shall be seen among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.